A hotly debated moratorium ordinance, originally approved by the County Health Board in July, would have given the county time to consider possible health and environmental effects of large confinement livestock operations. Despite assurances that the moratorium is legally defensible, some supervisors were afraid of incurring legal costs defending the measure against corporate agricultural interests. Supervisor Dave Ebert voted in favor of the moratorium.
That was a possibility that a moratorium would be challenged. I think that we would need to stand together and stand up to that and defend it. I think that the state rules are not strong enough to protect neighbors and protect natural resources, and we would have to take that on ourselves.
Supervisor Todd Overbow says his no vote reflected his Viroqua constituents.
I had told my constituents that I would vote whatever way that they had called in on. And I had 13 for no for the moratorium and 9 for yes. So that's why I voted no. The legal issues had some bearing on there, threats of lawsuits and things like that. You know, you can put those all aside, but yet they're still back in the back of your mind.
Both Overbow and Ebert voted for the other ordinance, the livestock siting ordinance. It passed by a one-vote margin. The ordinance largely follows state siting regulations, but is stricter. A proposed 2,400-head hog operation in the town of Sterling sparked much of the emotional debate over the ordinances. The farm will likely be allowed, but it will now be subject to local permitting. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.